Like I said, we've got those fun-loving Cajun people all over the place tonight, and we're going to pass pleasure. Mercury recording star Joel Saunier coming up later, but right now, the funniest Cajun storyteller there ever was, Justin Wilson.
I live between the little town of Denham Springs, Louisiana, and Port Vincent. Some of y'all call it Port Vincent, not knowing no better. And the engineer would lay the highway out that I live on called Pete's Highway. The same engineer would lay out Lafayette, Louisiana, and San Antonio, Texas. He was on the same drunk when he laid them all out. You get behind an automobile on Pete's Highway, you stay there. There ain't no way to go around him. It's double strap all the way. The snake broke his back in 8 places going too fast down Pete's Highway. And I was going to Port Vincent one Monday, and I got behind an automobile. And there were a boy and a girl in that car going down Pete's Highway, sitting up close to each other, like a sick kitten to a hot brick. Like they both hard a year in, you know. That old boy driving that car down that road half doing 2 jobs. And all of a sudden, rump, and that girl whispered to him, say, honey, I hate to tell you, but I believe we got a flat tire. He said, what you said? She said, I believe we got a flat tire. Better stop and look on that. He said, okay. So they stopped the car to get out there. They look on that. They got a flat tire. Well, they get out there and they change your tire, get back in that car and start off some more. Rump. That damn fool done changed the wrong tire. Well, I went on down to Port Vincent that day, and like I'm told you, it was a Monday. And I got down to Port Vincent. It's a very unusual town, Port Vincent. Got 800 people during the week, 10,000 on the weekend. It's the place where they put the fun and pleasure. And I help them every chance I get, you hear? You got a very unusual establishment down there. Combination general store, restaurant, cafe, barroom saloon, cocktail lounge, named Johnny Gitro's, run by a man named Peggy Bersiger. He used to be chief police, too. You can go there any morning, including Sunday, at 4:45 a.m. o'clock in the morning. You know that's 4:45. And sitting at the bar, there's a whole new bunch for you to get drunk with if you want to. They ready. You go back there at 11 o'clock, they still there. You ask one of them at 11 o'clock, how about a beer? He said, maybe I might try one. Well, I got down there this Monday about 2:30 p.m. o'clock in the afternoon, and I saw a friend with me, and boy, you talk about a hang around, now he's got one. You could stood 40 feet from him and took his pulse. Chomp, chomp, chomp. His palms were dripping sweat on the ground. And I told him, you look like hell. He said, I feel like hell. But you should have seen me this morning. I say, what happened this morning? He said, I went out there in my field this morning, jumped on my tractor backwards and unplowed 100 acres before I knew what I would do.